Port Washington Vikings girls varsity basketball team here in East Meadow, an away game. I'm Ryan Trun. I'm here with Robert Higgins. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm great. I'm ready for some basketball here, ready to watch a playoff game between the East Meadow Jets and the Port Washington Vikings.
Starting lineup for your Vikings are...
We got Natalie DeMayo, Taylor Shore, Kate Schmitz, Sienna Fox. There we go.
Now here's a tip-off. East Meadow, the 7th seed, and Port Washington, the 10th seed, and Port Washington wins the tip. Here's DeMayo on the right wing. Swinging it to the left wing, moving it around the court. Now they reset at the top of the key. Looks like East Meadow are playing a 2-3 zone. Trapping in the right corner. DeMayo on the right corner. 7 on the shot clock. Out to the right wing. Here's DeMayo for 3. That's off the side of the rim. Now East Meadow here on the break. They'll have to slow things down. Here's number 12. Drives into the rim. Here's a lefty. No good. Here's a rebound. Now the Vikings look to get the first points of the game up on the board. Left corner. Swinging all the way across the court. Here's DeMayo. Baseline jumper. Air ball. And it's going to be East Meadow ball. East Meadow looking to inbound it.
Aggressive defense here.
Very aggressive defense by the Vikings. Right wing. Screen. Crossover. Gets into the lane. Good move by East Meadow. And that's the first point of the game. Nice swooping layup by number 30. That's Allie Twibble. Now, East Meadow playing full court defense.
The trap, they gotta get it up.
Trying to trap off the bounce. Corner 3, DeMayo. Off the side of the rim. But Port Washington recollect. Again, drives baseline. There's nothing there. She throws it away. Here's Twibble. Driving to the rim. Stops. Right wing. Pump fake. Euro step layup is good. East Meadow again. 4-point lead for East Meadow. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Vikings looking to get one on the board, at least. They reset, top of the key, left corner. Into the post, spin move, and she's blocked, but she recollects it. Into the paint, here's DeMayo. Very tough shot, and that just rims out. Now here's East Meadow, looking for to stretch their lead into the paint. Here's a 3, East Meadow bounces out, but they get the offensive board into the paint. She goes up with it. That's good. 6-point lead for East Meadow.
East Meadow's really passing the ball around here. They're getting shots that they want.
Really good open shots at the paint for East Meadow as Port Washington like to put some points up. Top of the key. Reset. 25. Pass to the corner. 3. No good. Offensive rebound. But East Meadow got the steal. Now they want to push it on the break. 4-on-4, into the lane, out to the corner. Dribble penetration, into the block. Another pass, good passing, but the shot is off by number 44, Emily Forler. Now, here's Paul Washington on the break. First shot of the game is no good. Paul Washington wanted a foul on that.
A little bit of contact there.
A lot of contact. Good Euro step by number 24, Charlotte Viola.
East Meadow's being very aggressive early here.
Very aggressive. Now here's Port Washington. They want some points on the board as well. Here's 21. Left corner, DeMayo. Screen, gets into the paint. Good move. She's fouled and one. Anna DeMayo. She gets a nice little Euro step into the paint. Tosses it up, plus contact. Here's her first foul. Annie DeMayo. Fourth player in Port Washington Vikings girls basketball history to score 1,000 points in an amazing
makes that free
career.
Throw.
And she makes that free throw. Now here's East Meadow. 5-point lead. Crossover. Top of the key. Good defense by the Vikings so far. They're playing man-on-man here. Screen into the lane. Ball up for grabs. Another good penetration by East Meadow. Step through, layup is good. Nice move by number 30. That's
great
Allie Twibble,
there.
And she has 6 points to start the game off. Here's number 4, double team, full court trap.
They're playing a trap.
Left corner, DeMeo. DeMeo tries to drive inside, and she's fouled. Good job getting the defense to swarm DeMeo.
DeMeo is creating shots for herself right here. She's really just driving to the paint, looking for contact.
And she gets the contact there. Here's the first free throw. It bounces around and is in. Here's a second free throw by DeMeo. She has all her points so far. Second free throw is good. Cuts the deficit in half, 5-10. Full court press by the Vikings. Oh, collision on the floor. Here's a mid-range jumper off the back rim. Good board by East Meadow for three. Rims out. Rebound port. Good outlet pass. Here's DeMeo. Stops. Drives baseline. Good pass to the corner. Wing. Three. That's off. Now East Meadow want to push it. Here's East Meadow. Right wing. Swings at top of the key. Gets a screen by 23. DeMeo on the ball. Now it's 24, top of the key. Good crossover. Tries to get into the lane. Here's a tosses up a shot.
That's
and
good.
It goes in. That's Charlotte Viola's fourth point of the game.
East Meadow continues to put pressure on the poor defense.
Trying to run the offense through DeMeo, but it doesn't seem to be working so far as it's a turnover by Port.
Port's going to move the ball around a little bit more.
Try to find the open man a little bit more, as East Meadow have done. Now East Meadow looking for a double-digit lead, possibly. Here's East Meadow driving into the lane. Good layup is foul, but the shot doesn't go. She's going to go to the line for two free throws.
Guys on Vikings, number 5, Viola Mortensi, her first team's first, Allie Weddle.
First free throw here. Goes up. That's good.
It's good.
Second free throw here. To make it a 9-point game is up. That's good. Now Port looking to rebound a little bit after a slow start. Can they turn it around? Here's number 4, right wing, 25, back top of the key. Trying to get past the kickball. Kickball number 30, that's Allie Twibble.
East Meadow's playing very aggressive defense here, just trying to trap Port and to turn the ball over.
Trying to create mistakes and getting points off turnovers, and that's what they've done so far in this game. Now here's the Vikings trying to get the deficit to decrease. Here's DeMeo, top of the key, looking like a zone by East Meadow. Into the lane, floater, no good, and that's going to be Jets ball. Now here's full court trap by East Meadow, by the
by
Vikings,
Port.
Excuse me. And they back off a little bit here. Here's East Meadow looking to increase their lead to double digits. That's going to be offensive foul by number 20. That's Brooke Vislovsky.
East Meadow's playing a very aggressive basketball
very
here.
Very aggressive basketball. So far it's working. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. 14-5 is the score. Jets lead. That's going to be
another block foul
by 24, Charlotte Viola. Five fouls by East Meadow already, but they're in the lead.
They've got to be careful here. They might get into the bonus early. Foul trouble.
And they're going to be some subs. DeMeo coming back into the game for the Vikings. First free throw here. It's up. And it's good. 6-14, 2 minutes left to play here in the first quarter.
Second one's no good.
No good, but blocked by East Meadow. Port Washington get their own rebound. Jump ball. It's Jets ball for that jump ball. Eight-point game. East Meadow got to inbound it. They find number 12, taking it across the court. Looking to reset a little bit. Top of the key, now at the wing. Pump fake, jab step, step back. And it's blocked by the Vikings. Offensive rebound by the Jets. The pass, that layup is good.
That's number 12,
Isabella Pota. Double-digit lead for East Meadow. Another turnover, no. East Meadow looks to create another turnover, but doesn't get it. Here's DeMayo, right wing. She's going to pop a three. No good. East Meadow rebound. Here's East Meadow. Cross court on number four. Good steal by Port Washington. Going to stay with the Jets. Here's a side out about underneath the basket play here by East Meadow. Now here's number 20. Here's Isabella Pota. East Meadow, good penetration, left wing three by East Meadow, bounces out. Almost travels there, but the Vikings push the tempo. Jump stop by four, looking for a pass. 25 inside. Good pass in the lane, but is mishandled. Still gonna save the Vikings. 52 seconds left here in the first quarter. Underneath the basket play for the Vikings to decrease the deficit into single digits. Good pass into the paint. It's going to be jump ball. It's going to start. It's going to stay with the Vikings. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Number 13, step back to four. Pump fake. Good dribble penetration. Here's DeMayo. The man drives into paint. Euro step, throws up a shot, no good. That's a good rebound, but can't get it to go. It's going to be a foul and East Meadow ball.
East Meadow continues to out-rebound Port. That is one of the reasons that they are up 10 points right now, 6-16.
Lots of turnovers and mistakes by Port, but still five fouls by East Meadow, so they have been fouling a lot while playing aggressively. Now, Vikings like to play full court press. That's going to be foul on DeMayo. That's going to be Jets ball side out of bounds play. 16-6 here, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. A whistle blown here by the refs. But it's okay, so it's a side out of bounds play here for East Meadow. They get the ball in. There's a slip by 23. Left wing, trying to work the ball into the paint. Here's Pota, hesitation move, lose it off a foot, gets it back. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Jump stop by East Meadow. It's gonna be a travel. Shot goes in, but travel by number 30.
Great defense there by Port Washington.
Really good defense there by Port Washington. But it's offense that's been lacking. Good move by 25. Euro step, hard collision, no whistle, and it's going to be East Meadow ball. There's going to be
break,
out
gotta
pass
get it off.
At, but time expires before she can get the shot up. 16-6 is the score. East Meadow lead. Allie Twibble with 7 points for the East Meadow Jets.
For Port, Natalie DeMayo leads in points, 5 points, and Ella Kane has 1 point.
A lot of mistakes by both teams here in this first quarter, lots of turnovers.
And East Meadow's getting into a little bit of foul trouble here. They've got to look to, I'd say, play a little bit less defense, or not as aggressive, and, you know, compensate by playing more offense.
Totally agree with you there, Robert. They can get into some foul trouble. They are up 10, so they can lay easy with the defense. They have also been playing pretty aggressively on the offensive end. Lots of shots in the paint and a lot of easy layups. They've found the holes in the Port Washington Vikings defense most of this game.
For Port, I gotta say, on offense, they need to move the ball a little bit more. Find the open people. They're not finding the open people. It's really demanded that soon all scoring. Gotta pass the ball around and find the open shots.
Definitely, as we get the second quarter underway here, 8 minutes, 10-point game, and the Vikings look to decrease the deficit. Here's East Meadow bringing the ball up the court. Top of the key. Gets a screen. Crossover, nothing there. Left corner, jab step, pump fake, gets a screen into the lane. Floater, bounces around, no good. There's a rebound, and there's going to be a foul on 23. That's Lily Ventura.
Rebounding is really making a difference for this East Meadow Jets team.
Yes, 100%. Even though East Meadow don't have the height, they've been out-hustling the Port Vikings defense for all these offensive rebounds, which have ultimately led
first to free throw paint. Is good. Make it a 17-6 game.
That's going to be number 20, Brooke Vislocki, shooting these free throws. Second free throw, rims out. Now here's 25 bringing it up the court. Crossover. Pass to the wing, pass to the corner, into the paint, into the block. Here's a pump fake, top of the key, floater off the back rim. Slapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Jets ball. Sloppy play again from the Vikings, leading to a turnover, which has been killing them this game. Now here's East Meadow, full court press by the Vikings, and they need
aggressive
to get an
inbound
pass in. Good pass to get the ball in play. Now here's 30, driving to the rim. No good. That's going to be a foul. That's going to be a number 23.
Second foul for Ventura here.
Early into the second quarter. That's Ali Tribble at the line. First free throw is going to be up. And it's going to be rimmed out.
East Meadow looking to take a 12-point lead here.
Early in the second quarter, not even a minute in. Second free throw, good. Ali Tribble has 8 points in this game, and she's been dominating in the paint. Now here's the Vikings, crossover. Now here's 25 on the wing, cross-court pass. DeMayo, pump fake, gets it to the lane. Back to the opposite corner, almost loses the handling. Almost a scary ball there. Here's left corner, three to Mayo. That's too strong, but Vikings retain. Here's a top of the key three for the Vikings off the backboard, and it ends up in the Jets' hands. Here's Tribble. Tribble top of the key. Left wing three. That's gone.
And one.
But that will not count. That's going to be a foul. That's going to be a pushing foul. Number 12, Isabella Poda. The shot will not count. Now here's the Vikings. Inbound as the referees are talking it over.
East Meadow continues to play very aggressive defense in the second quarter.
Very, very aggressive defense, which has paid off for them so far. A minute 30 into the second quarter, stretching their lead to 12.
This is the sixth foul for East Meadow. They've really got to watch out for the first foul of this second quarter.
They've definitely got to watch out for foul trouble. That basket is going to count. After the refs discussed it, they agreed on giving the basket.
Twenty-one to six game. Port inbounds the ball.
Now the refs discussing something again. It will be a 3-point. three-pointer.
Score remains 21-6. As Port pushes the ball up.
Here's Port. Right corner. Lilly. Into the paint. Good shot. First basket of the second quarter. Now here's East Meadow. Trying to stretch their lead. Snatch back. Top of the key. Gets a screen. Into the block. Good step through and good layup by number 12, Isabella Porter. That's the first fourth point of the game. Now here's the Vikings. Left corner, jab step. They want to get into the paint. They can't. Top of the keys. Bad pass by
Not
the Vikings.
Not a good pass there.
And thrown away, East Meadow ball.
Very risky pass there.
Very risky pass over the top of DeMeo's head. And now they got to play defense once again. Here's number 24, Viola, into the pulled up here with the East Meadow Port Washington Vikings game as East Meadow have the ball on top of the key. Here's number 30, Ali Twibble with the ball. Stops. Aggressive defense by DeMeo, top of the key. Good pass into the paint, and Poda finishes.
Score is now 25-11, East Meadow Jets.
That's 6 points for Poda already. Here's a bad pass, and that's going to be a steal by East Meadow. This is going to be a two-on-one. Good Euro step by number 20, Brooke Vislocki. Vislocki with 5 points now, and this is domination by East Meadow. Here's DeMeo, jab steps. Left wing, pump fake. Here's a shot off the backboard. That's going to be a foul. A jump ball, excuse me, and it's going to be Jets ball.
Port is currently trailing by 16 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, in the second quarter.
As the Vikings call timeout, so this game has been very sloppy. A lot
on
of
Port
turnovers.
Side.
On Port side, of course. 27-11, 16-point lead for the Jets. What do you think about this game, Robert?
I must say that the Jets are doing a way better job in the second quarter of not committing as many fouls. That being said, they continued on offensive scoring. They mainly went for layups, and they continued to dominate this game. And the score is 27-11 Jets.
And the Vikings have not put up a lot of points so far, but the leading scorer for the East Meadow Jets so far is Ali Twibble with 8, and the second leading scorer is Charlotte Viola with 7.
For the Vikings, it is Natalie DeMeo with 5 points. As we're going to get this timeout back underway.
Back underway here. 4:34 left in the second quarter. 3 fouls for the Vikings, down by 16. They're going to need to regroup quickly if they want to stay in this game. A lot of time left in this quarter. As the Jets head back onto the court, it's going to be an under-the-basket play for Port Washington. Here's a pass into the lane. The layup is no good. Here's East Meadow on the break. Outlet pass. Good pump fake. It's going to be a travel, though, on number 20 by Vislocki.
East Meadow's got most of the points off a fast break and careless turnovers by Port Washington.
That shown by that turnover there, that would have been an easy 2 points if not for the travel by Vislocki. Now here's Port trying to find points on the board. DeMeo right wing. Good pump fake, Joe penetration. Good poke by East Meadow. Now here is Twibble. Left corner, 3. That's good. 24, Charlotte Viola. That's 10 points for her in this game.
East Meadow now expands their lead. 29-11.
As DeMeo shoots a 3 from the left corner. Air ball. And it's going to be East Meadow again.
Another fast break.
Outlet pass. Pump fake. Goes up with it. No good. Rebound number 30. But she's going to be fouled by number 5. By number 20. Excuse me. That's going to be Caroline Brock with a foul. A lot of fast breaks here. Here's Ali Trouble. Two free throws. First one's up. Off the front rim. Second free throw for Trouble. She has not 8 points so far. She can make it nine with the free throw. Second free throw. Rims out. Now here's the Vikings trapped. Left wing. Here's the Mayo left corner. Risky pass. Jump ball.
Very aggressive defense there from the East Meadow Jets.
The Jets have the ball again. Very, very aggressive defense there from the Jets. Just being the more physical team to win possession of that. Now here's the Vikings again. Into the paint. Layup off the back rim. Another offensive rebound. Out corner. Thought about it. Gets into the lane. Floating. Back corner again. That's going to be Charlotte Viola again with the three.
East Meadow expands their lead
13
by three.
Points.
32 to 11.
Here's a corner three for the Vikings, and that misses badly. Now here's Viola again. Good pass into the paint for 30. Ali Twibble, that's her 10th point of the game. Nice pass by Viola to set that up.
East Meadow now leads 34 to 11.
Huge deficit here. And that's going to be East Meadow ball again.
Another turnover.
Another turnover. Good pass into the lane. It's going to be a foul on number four.
East Meadow's getting most of their points off the turnover fast break and just hitting every layup. They're being consistent with their layups. They're creating turnovers, and they're fast with the fast break.
Exactly. Well said, Robert. Now here's Vislaki. Two free throws. Fouled by number four. First one's up. That's good. That's her 6 point of the game. She can make it seven with the second free throw and stretch the lead to 25. Second free throw's up. That's good. 8 points for Vislaki this game. Timeout
port. Timeout port.
They needed that one badly. 11:36 here in the second quarter as the Vikings need to recollect and get themselves back into this game.
Ryan, I'm going to ask you here, what is going on for this Port Washington team?
In my opinion, it's all about the offense and the turnovers. That's the one thing they have to avoid if they want to get back into this game. Clearly, East Meadow have been dominating on the boards as well. Just all the dirty things, all the hustle plays that they couldn't be making, East Meadow just takes those opportunities. And eventually, this lead has just grown over time. It's just the second quarter, but it's already a 25-point lead.
Second quarter, 2 minutes, 37 seconds left. Port inbounding the ball.
Under the basket play here for the Vikings. Here's Port taking it up. Good screen by Brock. They get it into East Meadow territory. Right corner, trapped, top of the key, fake pass. But she stopped. Now there's another trap. This zone has been working well for East Meadow so far. Cross-court pass. Here's number five into the lane. Pull-up jumper off the back rim. And rebound East Meadow. Now here's East Meadow pushing the ball up. Here's 20. She shoots a three. Off the back rim. DeMeo rebounds. DeMeo wants to push the bait. DeMeo stops. Thinks about it. Drives into the lane. Blocking foul by number 12, Poda. Excuse me, that's going to be number 30, Ali Twibble. Side out of bounds play. Here's number four. On the wing. Good zone by East Meadow. Trapping at every opportunity to get left wing, thought about it. Back out to Mayo, right corner. Thought about it again, goes baseline. Back free throw line. Thought about it again. Here's left wing jumper for three. That's off. Now Vikings trying to trap him to get the turnover. Now here's DeMeo. She shoots a three right wing. That's good. DeMeo with the three.
DeMeo now with 8 points and leading this poor team in scoring.
Now Here's 24 shy of Ayala. She wants to take it up the court. Good crossover into the lane. She's fouled. And that's going to be two shots for number 24.
Port's really got to stay out of the foul trouble here. That's really what's getting into trouble in this second quarter with 1 minute and 15 seconds left.
100%. A lot of foul trouble. Five fouls here in this quarter alone as the free throw's up and rims out for Viola. She's the leading scorer in this game with 13 points for the Jets. Second free throw is good.
East Meadow now expands their lead to 23, and the game is 14-37 Jets.
Here's a cross-court pass to DeMeo. DeMeo left wing. She gets it out top of the key. Right wing. Good pass into the paint. Now out to the corner. Out left wing. DeMeo. Jab step. Free throw line. Jumper. Rims out. That's going to be jump ball Vikings. Now it's going to be Vikings ball under the basket. 52 seconds left here in the second quarter. They got to inbound it. Here's DeMeo. Pull-up jumper is good for DeMeo.
10 points now for DeMeo.
DeMeo in double digits now. Top of the key. Now left wing Viola. Gets a screen. Right wing. That's Allie Twible. Twible gets a screen. Good crossover into the lane. Now Viola thought about the corner three. Gets into the lane. Floater is no good. Now here's Port. They want to push it a little bit here. 17 seconds left. Good pass into the paint. She goes up with the end. That's good.
Score is now 37-18 Jets.
Now Vikings Jets looking for the last
part
of the game, there. But that's going to be a travel on number 30. Last play of the game here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot if they do. Off the backboard, and that's going to be a half. Jets 37, Yearport Vikings 18 going into this third quarter. Five fouls for the Vikings this quarter, which has been getting them in trouble. Robert, what do you think are the weaknesses in this game so far?
In the second quarter, I think it was the foul trouble that they got themselves into. They also have been turning the ball over a lot on offense, and from that, they don't get back on defense, creating fast breaks, and that's where East Meadow got most of their points from, fast breaks. That's the important thing. They got to get back.
Totally agree with you there, Robert. Turnovers have been killing them, as well as being down on the board, which has been a huge problem, and they can't contain East Meadow in the paint. That's your first half coverage of East Meadow, Port Washington Vikings girls varsity basketball in the first round of the playoffs. We'll see you for the second half. Welcome back to the second half of the East Meadow Jets for the Port Washington Vikings girls varsity game. As the Jets have the ball, gets into the block, hard fall as Poda gets the layup.
East Meadow's continuing what they've been doing all game, playing aggressive and making layups.
Now here's the Vikings trying to get their first points of the second half. Good pass into the lane. Travel by number 20, Kaylin Brock. Here's the Jets inbounding the ball. Here's Twible. Take it up the court. Left wing. Good pass into the lane. Another pass, but that's going to be a steal. But now East Meadow have it again. Here's Twible into the lane. No good. Up for
offensive
grabs.
Rebound.
Top of the key. Now here's a right wing. Pump fake. Corner into the box. Now there's an injured player here on the court. It's number four. Ella Kane down on the floor right now. Let's hope she's okay. As the teams head to the benches. 21 point game here in East Meadow. Blowout status. As
East Meadow continues what they were doing in the first half, playing aggressive defense and capitalizing on those turnovers with fast breaks. They seem to really be able to hit with those fast breaks, unlike Port Washington. When they get a fast break, they're more slow. They don't get down the court as fast. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they don't get down the court as fast, allowing East Meadow to just get a layup.
Yeah, that's what I've seen as well. I mean, they just don't have any hustle. They've been, as Ella Kinn looks like
Ella
she's
Kinn
okay,
looks like
walking
she,
off the court.
She's walking off the court back to the bench. We hope she's okay.
Let's hope she's okay.
As play resumes, 7 minutes and 10 seconds left. Port trails by 21.
It's gonna be Vikings ball. Now here is right corner jab step into the lane, pump fake into the lane again. DeMayo is fouled
and
one. Plus the contact.
That's 12 points for DeMayo now. The leading scorer for Port.
19-point game can cut it down to an 18-point game. Every point matters here in this game as DeMayo switches the free throw.
It's good. 13 points. Port still trails by 18.
Right wing, right corner, Poda. Top of the key. Left corner, pass into the lane. It's lost, but he's going to retain. Here's a three. Off the right rim, up for grabs, jump ball. It's going to be Vikings ball.
Aggressive play there by the Vikings.
Very aggressive play there by the Vikings. Here's DeMayo with the layup.
DeMayo with the shifty layup under the rim. She now has 15 points and leads Port for scoring.
16-point game. Top of the key. Jab step, right wing here is Twibel. There's a three, that's good.
That's good. East Meadow continues to knock down these shots, make it very hard for Port to come back here. Cross court pass, turned over. Those are the passes that Port cannot make. They need to make the simple passes, pass the ball so they're under the rim so they get the easy shots.
Nicely said, double digit for three of the players on East Meadow so far. Here is Vislocki. Vislocki into the lane. Gets their own rebound.
Foul.
It's going to be East Meadow ball. Game. Vikings looking to get back into Twibel. Here is another three. It's going to go out of bounds off the top of the backboard by Vislocki.
The ball actually got stuck on the rim. We're just having a little bit of difficulty here.
Looks like the refs need to get someone.
They're getting a broom to knock it down.
Let's see if she can get it out of there, and she does.
There we go. Play will resume with 5 minutes and 42 seconds on the clock.
Now here's the Vikings. Inbounding the ball, still full court press. Bad pass into the lane. Now here is East Meadow pushing it.
East Meadow looking to advance the ball.
Into the lane. Here's Poda, blocked by 25. Ball for grabs. It's going to be Vikings ball.
Vikings
ball. Good defense by the Vikings there.
Cross-court pass.
Here's
again,
cross court
and now DeMayo.
Pass. Here's DeMayo.
Missed
the
layup. We got to hit those if we want to come back.
If we want to come back as East Meadow for three, air,
air
ball.
Ball. Rebound by Hortensi.
Good pass into the lane.
And another sloppy
steal.
Play. A turnover. East Meadow advances the ball. Foul.
Here's a block and foul. Two shots for East Meadow here. 24. Side out of, excuse me, two shots for number 24, Charlotte Viola.
Jets looking to make this 20-point lead here.
First free throw's up. It is slightly to the right. Second free throw here. It's up, and it is good. 20-point lead for the home team, East Meadow Jets. Good pass into the wing. It's DeMayo. Back into DeMayo. Here's a floater. That's
shifty play by DeMayo. She now has 17 points.
Now here is the shot by East Meadow. Rims out. Now here's the Vikings on the break into DeMayo. Shot, no good. Good rebound, Vikings. And here's Viola taking it up. Viola, Euro steps into the lane. Good move. Viola has 16 points here in this game.
Poor pushing the ball up.
Here is his jumper, no good. Now East Meadow pushing the ball again.
Poor looking lethargic on defense.
There's a foul by 25. Can't help but laugh at that play. Both of them took a tumble. Not going to be a shooting foul. It'll be a side out of bounds play in for Poda. Now for number 20, Twible. Now here's number 30. Excuse me, that's Twible.
Looks like a zone defense report.
Good block. But she loses it again. It's going to be a foul anyway. But 23. Phillips.
Port retains possession here. Trailing East Meadow by 20. Kate Schmitz will be inbound in the ball.
Now here is Schmitz. Trying to get up the court. Schmitz. Ortenzi. Pump fake. Another pump fake, Schmitz. To the paint, layup, no good. It's going to be a foul by East Meadow.
It stays here. Schmitz inbounding the ball. Third foul for East Meadow here in this third quarter.
It's just out of bounds play. Top of the key, DeMay almost loses it. She wants to drive it. Elbow jumper. Bounces.
Jump shot is good. She now has 17 points, and Port trails by 18.
Now here is Twible out to the corner, back wing three, good. That's number two.
Port looking to advance the ball
Vizaki.
To DeMayo.
Three again by DeMayo, good. That's good, DeMayo.
She now ups her point total to 20 points. Port trails 30-48.
Now here is East Meadow. Thought about it. Jab step. Now she wants to get into the paint. No. Now good pump fake hesitation move. Floater off the backboard.
No.
Rebound. Vikings.
Poor looking to advance the ball.
Now here is
pass.
Pass.
DeMayo.
DeMayo. Same spot. Same
it's
result
good.
By DeMayo.
DeMayo looks to be getting
now
hot here.
East Meadow
timeout,
need a
Jets.
Timeout.
DeMayo leads Port with 23 points. Port still trails by 15, making a third quarter comeback here.
DeMayo's been an absolute machine from the three-point arc. Now, they want to spark this comeback as East Meadow takes a timeout. Robert, are you seeing any positives from this third quarter already from the Vikings?
Absolutely, I am. I am seeing more efficient passes, more confidence in the shooters. And Natalie DeMayo is leading the way for this Port team and really coming back here. I mean, 15-point deficit with 2:37 left in the third quarter. This is definitely a doable comeback.
Well said, Robert. As we get back into this game, third quarter, 2:37 left. Port trying to make a mount a comeback with 15 points. They have to climb back up a mountain to win this game. 2:37 left in this third quarter. It's gonna be Jets ball. It looks like Vikings are not gonna be playing full court press. Here is East Meadow. Top of the key. Crossover, right wing.
Aggressive
DeMayo,
defense to DeMayo.
Defense. Cross court pass. Three. Good. Hoda.
East Meadow now expands their lead by 17.
Now here's DeMayo into the lane, and she's fouled.
She's fouled. DeMayo looking to get 25 points on the game and to get Port back up to a 15-point deficit.
Four players on East Meadow in double figures. Viola leading the way.
First one
points.
Is good for DeMayo. She now has 24 points. Port still trails 16 points.
Second free throws up. Good.
It's good. DeMayo now has 25 points on the game, and the score is 35-50, East Meadow Jets.
Here's the Jets into the lane. Floater off. Outlet pass. Good pass into DeMayo. Layup. Bounces out. Now he has full court press, and it's going to be foul on 24. Another easy possession missed by DeMayo, but DeMayo does have more than half of the Vikings' points, so we cannot falter for any mistakes. Side out of bounds played by the Jets. Here is Viola out to Twybul. That's
going to
be a traveling foul.
Traveling violation. Port now has a lot of momentum here, only trailing by 15, closing the gap with 1:37 left in this third quarter. DeMayo with the ball.
Floater, no good. Rebound for Schmitz. Big pass into the lane. It's going to be a foul.
Foul on Hortensi. Hortensi looking to increase the lead or the deficit.
First free throws up. Off the back rim. Second free throw. Long routine. Second free throws up on the score.
It's good. Viola Hortensi now has 3 points on the game. Scores 36-50 with a minute 25 left. Nice. Jets leading.
Here's the Jets trying to bring it up. Pota three. Air ball. Vikings bringing it up.
Port advancing and looking for a quick basket.
That's the layup, 24.
Port coming back here, only trailing by 12 with a minute left in this third quarter.
12-point lead by the Jets still, but a lot of momentum going Port's way. Three off the back rim.
Schmitz with the rebound, looking to advance the ball.
Good pass, the middle corner, thought about the three. Brings it out. Left wing. Three. That's
DeMayo
good
with the three.
By DeMayo. And the bench is hyped
the
up.
The Vikings now trail
single
by 9 points.
Single digit lead for East Meadow.
DeMayo with 28 points. Leading the sport team.
Wow. And DeMayo absolutely dominating in this third quarter. Side out of bounds play for East Meadow. His corner. Jay.
No good.
Air ball tip. Pota rebound. And that layup is good by Pota. 12 points for Pota. 22 seconds left. Corner. DeMayo thought about a jab step into the lane. Girl step layup. It's good.
Another layup for DeMayo.
DeMayo another
she
one.
She now has 30 points on the board.
10 seconds left here. East Meadow need to get a shot off. Left wing. Viola into the lane, gets a shot up, rims
no
out.
Good.
That shot's not going to count, and wow, what a quarter for the Vikings, cutting the deficit
wow.
to 9.
We just saw them cut a 25-point deficit down to a 9-point deficit. Joe, what do you think is going right for the sport team here?
Can we say it's just DeMayo dominating here? Absolutely carrying this team on her back, shooting threes, getting to the line, getting into the paint. I mean, she's done it all for
the
this
three-point
team
shooting as well. With 30
absolutely
points. Port still 30. Trails 43-52 with the start of their fourth quarter.
Now this is a big quarter for the Vikings. They need to start off strong if they want to continue this momentum.
Good point there. I agree with you. They do have a lot of momentum here, and they need to build off that. They need to get the ball to DeMeo and pound the ball inside and play great defense. That's how they're going to win this game. A 9-point deficit is definitely doable as we start this fourth quarter.
Now, let's not forget East Meadow has been dominant all game long as well. We can't fault them. But 9-point deficit, anything can happen here for Port. Heading into this fourth quarter, it's a male masterclass. Here, the teams are heading back onto the court. Now it's going to be Jets ball side out of bounds. Side out of bounds, play East Meadow. Taking up the court. Right wing. Shea. Bouncing, no good. That's going to be a
court.
Foul as well.
Foul on Ortenzi. Schmitz inbounding the ball.
Now here is the Vikings. Schmitz, top of the key, wing. The pass, right wing, thought about the jumper. Pump fake. DeMeo, three again. Short,
no offensive rebound.
Goes up Fox. A bit. That's off again. Vikings ball again. They have another shot at chipping away at this lead. You can sense the momentum building for the Vikings. Good passing. And DeMeo just runs out.
East Meadow looking to advance the ball here.
Right wing. Pump fake. Into the lane.
Foul.
That's going to be a foul on the Vikings.
Foul on East Meadow. Foul by Shore.
Here we go. Side out of bounds play. 24, right wing. Gets it. Left wing. Dribble penetration. Open three.
No
short.
Good.
Rebound Vikings.
Port looking to advance the ball here. Looking for a fast
the ball.
Break point.
Good pass. Stops. Layup. Good.
Layup is good. The deficit is now cut to 7 points.
Wow, what a comeback so far it's been. As 20 pops a three. That's no good. Layup, Poda. That's
travel
by Poda.
Travel by East Meadow. Port with the ball, looking for the momentum swing here.
Absolute momentum swing here. This is crazy what I'm seeing from the Vikings.
Port trails by 7, 45-52, with 6 minutes and 40 seconds left. This seems like a possibility for this Port Vikings team.
Three. No good. Too strong. Here's East Meadow coming on the break. Off to slow it down. 24 by all on left wing. Corner three. Too
no
strong.
Good.
Rebound. It's going to be Jets ball. This is a crazy comeback we've been seeing from the Jets so far. Excuse me, from the Vikings so far.
It's not over yet for the Vikings.
It's
not they
over
still
yet
have
for
to.
The Vikings. They still have to fight. As that's a three.
Air ball.
Air ball. Save.
Great now, play by number 25.
It's going to be Vikings ball, but that's a great play from
number 25.
Number 25. That is
Schmitz inbounding the ball.
Really from Finney Conning. Wing. Schmitz. Left wing. Corner. Trap. Top the key. Left wing.
Double
DeMeo.
Team on DeMeo.
Double teamed on DeMeo. She wants to bring it out. It's going to be a
3-second
violation.
That is
violation.
Really not helping the momentum here.
Still a 7-point game. Here's a bad pass. Turnover.
Fast break. Port looking
fast
to
break.
Advance the ball to
DeMeo. Left wing. Crossover. Gets into the lane. Layup. Fouled.
DeMeo doing a great job here in this fourth quarter and all game of creating contact and creating points for this Port team when they desperately needed it.
What a game it's been for DeMeo.
DeMeo looking to cut the lead to the deficit to 5.
52-45 here in the third, in the fourth quarter, 5:44 left to decide the Vikings' fate in these playoffs. First free throw is no good. DeMeo having an amazing night here in East Meadow. Second free throw's up. Good.
Good. DeMeo now has 31 points. The Vikings trail by 6, 46-52 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Now East Meadow. They're trying to get some points on the board. Left wing. Jab step. Jab step again. It's tipped in the air. Turnover.
Fast break.
There's the Vikings on the fast break. They want to push
Ortenzi
it.
Ortenzi.
Here's a layup.
With a layup.
Guard. 4 point
Vikings
game.
Trail 4
and
points.
And the Vikings are back in this thing.
Clutch layup there by Ortenzi.
Now here's... That's going to be a Bronco foul. And one. That's Twibel.
That is a charging foul and one for this East Meadow team, finishing with contact.
Maybe stopping the momentum a little bit from the Vikings. Here's the for the plus one. Free throws up. Bounces in. Timeout by the Jets.
Timeout East Meadow. Port trails by 7, 48-55.
Incredible stuff we're seeing from DeMeo leading this comeback so far, but
with
it is
31
not over
points.
Yet. 31 points. I'm gonna have to check, but that might be some type of record.
Quite possibly could be. Cho, what is keeping East Meadow in this game and not allowing Port to overtake them right now? What is East Meadow doing well?
I think they're doing well at slowing it down a little bit, calming down a little bit, knowing that they're in the lead with 5 minutes left, trying to kind of slow down that momentum by slowing down the pace of the game.
I totally agree. Seeing.
Even though the Vikings have mounted a great comeback so far, they still have some work to do. Now here are the Vikings back on the court.
5 minutes and 18 seconds left on the clock in this fourth quarter. Vikings looking to make a comeback, trailing by 7. Shore in around the ball.
Now here's number 21. Schmitz, top of the key. DeMeo corner, double team. She wants to get a shot off, but she can't. Back top of the key. Swinging the ball around. Schmitz into the lane. Baseline jumper.
It's good.
Port
now cuts the deficit to 5 points. 50-55 game with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left on the clock.
What a game this has been, back and forth here. Port have yet to take the lead.
Sienna Fox with that mid-range shot there.
Here's Twibel working the offense. DeMeo harassing her. Top of the key. Swings it. Swings it again. Left corner. Takes a dribble. Pota.
Port into not allowing anything here.
Good play. That's Twibel. 57-50
game.
Points.
East Meadow with the layup there.
That is Schmidt.
Port advancing the ball.
Schmidt. Wing. Three. Is air ball. Save. But Jets
retain
it. Here we go. This is crunch time for the Jets. Twibel can shift the momentum here. Corner. Looking. Top of the key. Tipped.
Broken up
ball,
by DeMeo.
Almost a steal. East Meadow still have it. DeMeo on her. Euro step into the lane, floater, bounces
it's
in
good.
For Twibel.
Number 30 really killing this momentum for this port squad.
DeMeo pump fake, goes baseline. Here's a shot, she's fouled. Almost an and one, but it bounces out.
Finishing with contact. These two free throws here are essential for this port team if they want to make this comeback.
Only 3 minutes and 37 seconds left here, but that's plenty of time to mount a comeback. And Eastman have been doing a good job to shut this momentum down. Twibel with 17 points leading the Jets. Twibel and DeMeo going back and forth
this
here.
This has been changed to a on-the-ground foul. Schmitz inbound of the ball.
They're going to want to look for DeMeo here. They can't find her.
Not
throws it
pass.
Away.
Fast
Twibel
break.
Fast break. Easy layup. Good.
It's good. East Meadow now extends the lead to 11, 61-50 game with 3 minutes left on the clock.
Twibel with 19 points. Schmitz right wing. Wing, here's A floater, no good. Too short. Poda. Weibel slowing it down for East Meadow. 11-point game. East Meadow knows they have the lead, trying to slow down the pace, trying to milk the clock, and the clock is their friend in this situation. Corner, three, good!
It's good. 24, the silencer.
Viola.
East Meadow now leads by 14 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds
DeMayo.
Left. Right
DeMayo back
answers
her.
Right back with a three of her own. Mayo now has 34 points and leads this poor team.
East Meadow ticking up. Twibel. Twibel trying to waste some clock here. Corner, not rushing anything. Double team. Pass, three. Too strong.
No good.
Offensive rebound. Twibel, corner. She's going to pop another three.
No
too
good.
Strong. Another offensive rebound. Now they hold possession here.
2 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clock. Poor trails by 11. They really got to make something happen here if they want to win.
DeMayo plays aggressive defense. Twibel wasting a lot of clock now. The clock down to 2 minutes in this quarter. 10 seconds left. Corner. Twibel, left wing, drives into the lane. Yo, steps, slips, can't get
no good.
Go!
Layup.
But 23 is there.
East
Meadow
leads by 13. Port trying to advance ball very quick so he can get some easy buckets.
Schmitz thinks about it. Bad pass, but Meadow can't get it to go.
Mayo.
DeMayo, deep
three.
No good. Offensive rebound. Corner into the wing. Resets. Here's Schmitz. It's a late tip. Dives.
A lot of
Meadow
contact there. No call.
A lot of bodies on the floor for there.
East Meadow now advancing the ball.
Here's Twibel. Right wing. Screen on DeMayo.
Vikings trail by 13.
A minute left here. Step back. Twibel. Tribal, Poda, three, banks at home.
68,
Poda, and that
53, East Meadow,
icing on the cake right there.
50 seconds left on the clock.
DeMayo needs to shoot it. Get some space, pops a three. That's
no good.
Off of the rebound, she's fouled. That three by Poda.
Fouled on the layup. Attempt.
Might have put icing on the cake right there.
Vikings trail by 15 with 45 seconds left on the clock. This game looks like it might be over.
Looks like 24 Viola is injured, limping. Now here's Violet Ortenzi. Two free throws to make it a closer game. Long routine. First free throw. Banks home.
Banks it. Violet now has 4 points.
Second free throw. Long routine. Second free throw. Off the back rim. Poda fighting for the ball. Gets it. Now here's East Meadow taking it up. 14-point game. No need to rush. Takes it back out.
Port has a foul here if they want any chance. Port needs a foul here.
There's a foul by DeMayo.
30 seconds left on the clock. Port trails by 14. A score of 54-68. East Meadow Jets.
It's not out of bounds play. Need to get it in. Twibel. 28 seconds.
Another foul by DeMayo.
Twelve point game here. And it's gonna be East Meadow side out of bounds play. 25 seconds left. The shot clock is turned off. Full court press here by the Vikings. They can't find anyone. Steal.
Port looking for some fast buckets here as they advance the
ball. 20 seconds left in the game. Here's a layup. That's no good,
foul.
But she's fouled. 12-point game here.
Portland looking to cut the lead to 12 points as they look to win this game.
19 seconds, they're going to need a miracle if they want to come back in this game. For a second there, it looked like Port was a threat to this lead as she misses the first free throw, cutting it down to a 4-point game, but eventually East Meadow mounted a run which shattered Port's hearts. Now here's the second free throw, bouncing, no good. Pota rebound, and that might seal
Port
the
needs
deal.
A foul here.
They want a foul if they want to have any chance in this game. Not
no
fouling.
Foul. Nine seconds left on
this
clock. I gotta say, this game is over. 9 seconds left.
Looks
Port trails 14.
It's gonna be a foul to Mayo. Looks to be over. Higgins, what did you think about that run by East Meadow just made?
That run that East Meadow made really silenced Port. I thought that they played incredible defense and played even better offensive rebounding is what really made them cut that deficit.
First free throw is good. That's number 30. Allie Twybul. Twybul reaches 20 points. Second free throw is up. Good. 21 points for Twybul leading the squad.
8 seconds left.
5 seconds left. Here's the Vikings. No good. It's going to be out of bounds. Now it's going to be East Meadow ball, and that's going to steal it with 1.9 seconds left. Here's the inbound. And that's going to be the buzzer.
Final score of 54-70. Port played a great game. At one point, they trailed by only 5 points. Natalie DeMayo led the way for Port with 34 points. Joe, anything you got to say?
I think we showed a lot of resilience, but at the end, we came up a little bit short.
Agreed.
That's going to be the Port Vikings varsity girls basketball season there. Great season by the girls, and we hope to see them next season. You were listening to a Port WDOT Sports broadcast. It's me, Ryan Cho, and Robert Higgins. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
And we're heading out.